cleared from all my sin, my condemnation gone. Waves of gladness o'er my spirit roll, holding sweet communion with my new found Lord. There is glory, glory in my soul. There is glory, glory in my soul today. Wondrous glory, glory all along the way. Pentecostal blessings o'er my spirit roll. There is glory, glory in my soul. As we walk together in the pilgrim way, in a fellowship of love divine, faith and hope grow brighter with each newborn day. There is glory in this soul of mine. There is glory, glory in my soul today. Wondrous glory, glory all along the way. Pentecostal blessings o'er my spirit roll. There is glory, glory in my soul. Peace that passeth telling now my heart doth grow, and my life is full of joy and song. Heaven's purest pleasures thrill me as I go, and my soul is happy all day long. There is glory, glory in my soul today. Wondrous glory, glory all along the way. Pentecostal blessings o'er my spirit roll. There is glory, glory in my soul. I can rest securely on this faithful word as I journey to the narrow way, and be happy in the love of my dear Lord, who with glory fills my soul each day. There is glory, glory in my soul today. Wondrous glory, glory all along the way. Pentecostal blessings o'er my spirit roll. There is glory, glory in my soul. Sing it again. There is glory, glory in my soul today. Wondrous glory, glory all along the way. Pentecostal blessings for my spirit roll. There is glory, glory in my soul. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foes in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, His banner over us is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind spread, swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. That overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tints of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all girt about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know, his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the host of night. In Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Faith in Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty word, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God! And age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great our God, and all will see how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Thank you, Lord. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to you forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning, Lord. Bless your name in the heavens forever. Glory and on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Amen. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. Great is our God. We exalt your name. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. I exalt thee, 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 O Lord. From the beginning, amen. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. We worship you, Lord. Amen. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord. I exalt thee, I exalt thee, I exalt thee, O Lord.
What it means to have faith. Going to be talking about that today, so I'm going to ask the Lord's blessing on the word, okay? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your precious word. I praise you, Father, for the way that you lead us and guide us and show us what to say. Lord, as we cry out to you there in the study at home, dear Father, saying, Lord, what should you have me to bring? What would you have me to teach this time? Father, I thank you for this message, and I pray you will bless it to our hearts. Encourage each one of us, Father, to have more faith in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what is faith? That's what we're going to be talking about. And in the Old Testament, this word faith is only used two times. Did you know that? And one time, it's speaking more about the people's trustworthiness. In Deuteronomy 32:20, it says, "A generation in whom is no faith." But there it means trustworthy. In other words, they were not trustworthy with God. Habakkuk 2:4, of course, is quoted in the New Testament several times. "The just shall live by faith." And that word there in the Hebrew means firmness and stability. So we have, praise the Lord, those scriptures, the Old Testament. Now, didn't the Old Testament believe in faith? Of course it did. Because there are other words that were used. For instance, the word trust. The word trust is used 107 times in the Old Testament. And two of the verses that I, of course, picked out to read today, Psalm 56:11, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me?" What can the virus do unto you? What can any person do unto you? Not really anything, unless God allows it. You are his child, and he's watching over you. So in the Old Testament, 107 times it says, trust in God. Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Trust in the Lord at all times, you people. When you go through a trial and the test gets hard, what do? Give up? No, you trust in the living God, our helper. Glory to God. Now, the other word that's used in the Old Testament for faith is believe, the word believe. And that's used 19 times in the Old Testament. And that word in the Hebrew means assurance. And trust, assurance and trust. Have trust in God, as we've already said, or have assurance that God hears our cries. You know, the scripture says, if we believe that the Lord hear us, then we have the petition that we ask of him. See, it takes faith to believe when you pray that God has heard your cry and he's going to answer you. And so, we're going to talk about faith today. Over and over in the Old Testament, there are many, many examples of people that trusted in God with all their heart. The victory was theirs at the Red Sea crossing. Do you realize how dangerous that was, how awful that was when that water just stood up on the sides? Can you imagine that big mountain high water? There were over 2 million people, and it took a long time to get across there. And the enemy was coming behind them. It took faith to step out into that sand and walk across that thing. Praise the Lord. It was faith that came into their hearts. Glory to God. How about Jericho? God told them when they got up to the city of Jericho that the priest would go before them and they were going to walk around that city once every day for 6 days. They had to follow that Ark of the Covenant and the priests going before. And there they walked along, the whole group of people. No wonder the Jericho people were probably looking around and thinking, what on earth are they doing? There's over 2 million of them, and here they are marching around the city. Praise the Lord. We know from what the Word says, don't we? Glory to God. Then the last day, they marched around 7 times. That probably took them all day long to do that. And when they got around that wall, the Lord told them, blow the trumpets and shout with a great shout. And they did that, and holy, praise the Lord, holy is God, great and mighty is he. The wall fell down flat. And they can go over there today and see that the wall of Jericho fell down. Isn't that beautiful when you think of what God did? Praise the Lord. That's what faith, you know, they could have said, this kind of seems crazy. what good is it going to do for us to walk around the city of Jericho that many times? Why can't we just do it once, and then we'll say, in the name of the Lord, be thrown down, and it'll just happen. But God has a way, doesn't he, of wanting obedience. He wants obedience. It shows that we really, truly love God when we're obedient. And so he has little things that he does like that in the Old Testament and the New. Like, for instance, when Jesus had the blind man come to him, and Jesus tells him to go and Jesus puts mud on his eyes. Couldn't Jesus have just healed him outright? Why did he need to put spit and mud on his eyes? Spit and dirt. He does that, then he tells him to go wash in the pool, and then that he will be healed. And of course he was. So God has these numerous examples of faith being exercised. And Hebrews 11 is called the faith chapter. And that's where we read of all of the people of the Old Testament, how they had faith in God, and God came in for their needs. And so today, I'm going to bring to you six different things about faith. And the first one is, as far as our salvation is concerned, if you'll turn with me in your Bible, Ephesians 2. Now, we know that Word of God teaches us, we want to become a Christian, that we have to come to the Lord and ask him for salvation, for him to save us. We admit we're a sinner, and the Lord then comes in, and our faith is what causes us to receive Christ, that we believe that he's going to save us. And of course, this scripture is common to a lot of us. It's Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. We find that in John 3:16, that Jesus Christ would come and be the gift of God. So our salvation is by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. Whether it's talking about the faith or the grace, either one of them are our own self. That's one thing that we find in the Word of God, that it is in, like, for instance, Titus 3:5, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he hath saved us. According to his mercy, we believe the Lord, and he even gives us faith because he sees our heart. We believe and we are saved. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. In the early church, the apostles had a great conflict with the Jews, didn't they? Constantly. Apostle Paul went to Turkey and what is now Turkey and different places to preach the Word of God. And who were his greatest enemies? Jewish people that came up there that would disturb the meeting and try to cause problems, and because they believed that nothing was done without the law. You had to be under the law and obey the law, or you weren't going to be God's people. And when Paul began to preach that salvation was by grace through faith, that was a great problem to the Jews, because they said, no, salvation is only, of course, not through Jesus. They didn't want Jesus at all, but salvation is you come down to the temple and you do all of these sacrifices and you do all of these things and you obey the law, and then maybe you will be right with God. Okay. So the second thing we're going to look at is the growth in faith. Praise the Lord. The first step is believing God for our salvation. Praise the Lord. And he will perfect our faith. Let's look at 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18 tells us that our faith is going to be perfected. Now, when I was a child, I had childlike faith, and I saw miracles, not just from my prayers, but from my parents who prayed over the sick. I saw a lot of wonderful things happen. So faith in God, praise the Lord. is a wonderful thing. And faith will grow. You know, faith is like a muscle. You have to exercise it. Exercising faith. That means I will trust in God. We have to make that decision to trust God, because we're humans and we sometimes we're out on the limb, aren't we? But if we make that decision, I am going to trust in God. I am going to believe. All right, so we begin to grow in faith. Here in 1 John 4:18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love." And so, what casts out that fear? Perfect love, trusting in God. He is my Lord. I love him. He loves me. Now, that doesn't say faith there, but that is speaking of how that we are changed as we let our confidence be in the Lord who loves us. Perfect love toward the Lord. He loves us so much that he gave his son. And we can love him in return. And all of that fear then will go out of our hearts. I don't know how many of us here today have fear about things, but it's not of the Lord. Fear hath torment. Fear is not of the Lord. And he never wants us to have that kind of fear that we're worried and stewed over everything and wondering how things are going to work out. He has promised that he will take care of us. And so we need to, by faith, lay hold of that security that we're in his hand and he's taking care of us. Growing in our faith, praise the Lord, going on, learning to really trust God in all things. We're a child, little baby in the Lord, just born again. We have to learn to take those steps by faith. Take steps by faith and believe that God is going to take care of us. And he certainly does. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From babyhood to spirituality, the Word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. So sometimes when we're lacking faith in our lives, it's because we're not hearing the Word of God enough. We're not really reading the Word of God. God's Word will instill faith in you. You read about what he did at Jericho. You read about what he did way back there, all of those mighty things he did. And the things he's done in our day that are mighty things. Praise the Lord. He is faithful. And that hearing of the Word of God, hearing the testimonies of others, and hearing the Word of God, that's Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 12:3, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, somebody says, I don't have any faith. Yes, you do, because God has given you faith. You just, it's like I said, this muscle. I have a bad muscle right here. I do. This muscle has been torn, and so it doesn't function as well. But this muscle is strong. This muscle is being exercised, and it grows stronger and stronger. So each one of us are given faith, and as we exercise that faith, we're going to have more faith. Now, the third thing we're going to look at is that victory daily. Our daily victory is by faith. And you can get up in the morning and you can say, I've got the big trial today, and I don't know how I'm going to get through this, and I'm just so discouraged, and I'm not going to pray because I don't know if God will hear my cry. I don't know if he'll answer me. He may say no, you know. And so I'm very down and out. But I can have daily victory in my life by believing God, believing what he said. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world, he said. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians has some good verses in it. We don't really read those a lot. So 2 Thessalonians I'm going to read with verse 3 of chapter 1. Apostle Paul talking to these beloved people. Chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, for it is meet. I'm going to give you some translations so you understand. He's not talking about meat you eat. He's talking about M-E-E-T, which means it is proper. For it is proper because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all of your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Your faith is growing exceedingly. Can you say that about yourself? My faith is growing exceedingly. Praise the Lord. Over our lifetime, hopefully, we can see I have more faith in God now than I did when I was just a child. I had more faith than when I was a teenager. I had more faith when I was first married now than when I was first married. I hope I have grown in faith. Praise the Lord. So how do you do that? You just decide I'm going to do that? Faith, of course, means believing and trusting God. And there was this song that I couldn't find it, but I was so impressed again by it. Jesus doeth all things well. He says in that song, I will not care, I think it is, what betides me, because Jesus does all things well. That's really faith, isn't it? So how do we gain faith? We already said, by hearing the Word of God. If you are starving for the Word of God, if you haven't read it a lot at home, if you're not coming to meeting and hearing it, or hearing the Word of God some way, your faith may be getting weaker. And so you need to eat the food that makes your faith grow. You need that faith muscle. So the way that we eat that food, of course, reading at home, taking in the Word of God. Don't allow Satan to cheat you out of that time that you should spend in the Word of God, because that will cause your faith to grow. Praise the Lord. And he's going to give us more faith. You know, faith is, like I said, like a muscle. You exercise that, and first thing you know, you got more. It grew. It began to grow and grow and grow and grow, because now I've had experience with God. Now I know what he can do because I've seen him do it by faith. I saw a child healed when I was a little kid. I was about 9 years old, and we went to a big evangelistic meeting. And as we walked in, I've told you about the story before, but it so impressed me as a child. This child was being carried in, little girl, not as old as me, carried in by her parent in his arms to be prayed for that night. And she was totally blind. Her eyes were just like white when she was putting her head around. She had no pupils in her eyes. And that so impressed me. And my daddy and mom said, she's probably going to be prayed for tonight. And that night, when they prayed for that child, she was totally healed. The platform was real high there because it was a great big auditorium and it was full of people. And that child, after he prayed for her, she walked all along the rim of that platform, all over that platform. She was pointed to the lights. And when we saw her as she was going out, she had pupils just like I did. I will never forget that. That was such an outstanding healing. The Lord can do those kind of things if people have faith in the Lord. Now, he works in mysterious ways, and sometimes he doesn't always answer yes when we pray. But praise the Lord. He is working. And there is victory daily by faith in our lives. We can grow in Christ exceedingly. As that scripture we read, our patience and our faith will grow together. Praise the Lord. The fourth thing is that we have tried faith, tested faith. In Hebrews 11:17, it says, Abraham's faith was tested when God told him to offer his son as a sacrifice. And he, by faith, did that. He went to offer that child because God said to do it. Now, God hadn't told us to do that, thank God. But he was willing. He showed his willingness, and God just stopped him from doing it and had the ram right there. God was just seeing if he loved his child more than he loved God. That is a good example of tried faith. That's the times when things look bad, and you keep praying, and you keep praying, and you keep praying, and you keep praying. And God doesn't come in. God has something else to work. Doesn't he? That's all we can say, because we know he says, ask and you shall receive. But there are times when you pray and pray and pray about something and it doesn't happen like you'd like. But in 1 Peter 1:7 it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire, might be found into praise and honor and glory in the appearing of Jesus Christ. What do you think when you pray about something so earnestly and you don't see the result, but you just keep on praising, you just keep on overcoming, you just keep on walking? What do you think God feels? Praise the Lord. He sees the trying of our faith. And as Peter says there, it is more precious than gold that perisheth. Because you know what? We learn so many things by the trying of our faith that we wouldn't learn otherwise. Everything's just hunky-dory and I'm just going along and everything's fine. I don't really have anything to trust the Lord about, you know. Everything's fine. You don't really learn much when everything's fine. When everything's bad and everything is a struggle, you're going to learn some things from God if you cry out to him. You're going to learn some wonderful things about trusting in God. And your faith is going to be growing. That's that trial of your faith. It's going to start growing. It's going to get greater than it was. And there are going to be trials that are going to make it. Though it be tried by fire, but it's going to be found, as that scripture says, unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? You go through the trials of this life, when Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to have a great reward. He's going to have a great reward that you stood, you kept standing, regardless of how you felt or how it looked or anything else. Even when you didn't hear your prayer, see your prayer to be answered, God is going to bless you with abundance because you have had your faith tried and you stood by faith. You stand by faith. Praise the Lord. Then we have the fifth thing is to keep the faith. The scripture talks about keeping the faith. Apostle Paul was a really good example of that. To keep the faith means the teaching that we believe, the teaching of the Word of God. That's our faith, our belief. And we are going to keep on standing and keep on believing God's truth. We're going to stand fast in that. Like the Apostle Paul, when he was ready to die in 2 Timothy 4:7, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. See, this means not being wishy-washy. When the Lord gives us a truth and a definite knowledge of the word, we're going to stand for it. We're going to walk in that. We're going to keep that truth. We're not going to be wishy-washy Christians. We're going to stand for the Word of God. That's keeping the faith. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, "Watch you, stand fast in the faith." Same thing, see? But the next phrase, "Quit you like men, be strong." That verse is kind of an odd the way it's worded. And what that "quit you like men" means, act manly, act like a man. In other words, you have God to help you. So stand for the Word of God, watch and stand fast in the faith, and by God's strength, see, do that. Don't let anything turn you away from the truth of the Word of God. Philippians 1:27. Let's read that one. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation, which means your lifestyle or your citizenship, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. How that thrilled Apostle Paul's heart when he would teach someone and he writes them these letters from prison and he hears how that they are standing fast. That's what he said, that I may hear that you're standing fast, that you are striving together and that you have the faith of the gospel. The faith of the gospel, the truth of God's word. Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? The divine revelation, the faith of the gospel, the divine revelation of Apostle Paul's teaching. Now the last one, let's look at Romans 10:17. I think I quoted it a while ago, but Romans 10:17, we're going to see. This one I entitled, Gaining More Faith. Gaining More Faith. If you don't feel like you have enough faith, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I think probably many of us feel that way sometimes. In my trials, in my tests, I don't have enough faith. So what are you going to do about it? Sit and bemoan the fact that you don't have enough faith? Notice what it says there in verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Not everybody obeys the gospel. God sends ministers. He sends people to preach the word of God. Not everybody believes. But he says, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I believe that that scripture means that if you lack faith, if you begin to read the Word of God, if you begin to listen to the Word of God as someone brings forth the truth to you, that your faith is going to grow. Do you lack faith? Anybody here lack faith? I want to tell you something. I lack faith sometimes. And I have to turn to the Word of God and realize, He said it, I believe it. So now, Lord, I'm claiming your promises to give me that faith. How do you expect to get it? Hear more of God's word. You're starving yourself if you don't hear God's word. Do you know that? Your spiritual man is not getting fed. And then Satan will attack because your faith is lacking. You need the word of God. Your faith will grow as you do that. Reading the word, even, it will grow. Another way is to pray and seek the Lord. Take your needs to Him. Say, Lord, I lack faith. Help me. Help me to believe. Then cast your burden over on the Lord. That's what the scripture says, and he will sustain you. I said, Lord, I'm weak. I'm not really trusting you fully. Here, Lord, take this big load. I've got this big load, Lord. I can't carry it anymore. I got to have help. That's just exactly what he's waiting to hear. I can't do it myself. I am seeking you, Father. Praise the Lord. So those are some of the things about faith. And I know that many of you have studied the word a long time. You already know all those things. But anyway, praise God. Each of us needs to be encouraged to, by faith, lay hold of things and believe God's word. That's where the victory is. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing a song. If you have a need, you'd like to come up for prayer, please do that, okay?
Tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. Is the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, come to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme in the earth or main. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal strain. 'Tis the grandest theme, tell the world again. Our God is able to deliver thee. Our God is able to deliver thee. They're able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, come to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. 'Tis the grandest theme, let the tidings roll to the guilty heart, to the mournful soul. Look to God in faith, he will make thee whole. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, come to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. He is able to deliver thee. By sin oppressed, come to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver.